This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Southwestern Iran has been the scene of a deadly attack. At least 25 are known dead, 60 wounded. We get more now from Edward Uranian.
Heavily armed gunmen rained automatic weapons fire for more than 10 minutes on participants in a military parade in Iran's Arab Ahvaz region Saturday. Most of the victims reportedly belong to Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard. Iranian TV showed ambulances ferrying victims to nearby hospitals while survivors could be seen helping the injured. There are conflicting reports over who staged the attack, but both the Islamic State group and a group calling itself the Arab Struggle Movement for the Liberation of Ahvaz claimed responsibility. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And the death toll now has risen to 167 from that ferry boat that capsized in Tanzania's Lake Victoria. Tanzania's chief secretary told reporters the ferry had a passenger capacity of 101. He's ordered an investigation into the accident and should charges be filed. Pakistan says a gunfight with militants near the border with Afghanistan killed 7 soldiers. The clash in North Waziristan erupted while security forces were conducting a counterterrorism operation based on intelligence information in the remote region, until which recently was a major training ground for local and foreign militants, including the Taliban. China has summoned the American ambassador and recalled the Navy commander from a U.S. trip to deliver a strong protest against economic sanctions Washington lodged on Beijing's purchase of Russian weaponry. Washington says the purchase violates U.S. law to punish Russia for interfering in U.S. elections and other activities. This is VOA News. It appears to the woman who is accusing U.S. High Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of a sexual assault decades ago will in fact testify before a Senate panel. We get the latest now from AP's Ben Thomas.
Attorneys for Christine Blasey Ford say she has accepted the Senate Judiciary Committee's request for her to tell her story. In a letter to the committee's Republican majority, the attorneys say Ford is willing to appear in the coming week to, in their words, provide her firsthand knowledge of Brett Kavanaugh's sexual misconduct. Ford says an inebriated Kavanaugh pinned her on a bed, muffled her cries, and tried removing her clothes during a party when both were teenagers in the 1980s. Kavanaugh has denied the allegations and said he wants to appear before the committee as soon as possible to clear his name. In that letter to the committee, Ford's attorneys say they're hopeful that details can be worked out. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. Department of Homeland Security has announced a proposal that would seek to ensure those looking to enter and remain in the United States will not be reliant on public benefits, such as aid programs for nutrition, prescription drugs, or housing. The department made the proposal public late Saturday, and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says the department is seeking public comment on the proposed rule in an effort to be transparent. President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says he has never had a question about Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's honesty. That story from AP's Julie Walker.
Rudy Giuliani says the question of whether Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein suggested secretly taping President Trump is much bigger than just the Russia investigation that he's in charge of.
I don't necessarily think he's not telling the truth. I've never had an experience with Rod Rosenstein where I ever had any question about his honesty.
Rosenstein denies the claims. Giuliani questions them.
There are people with very, very bad motives that would have leaked that. If you have bad motives, you sometimes lie.
Giuliani says if it's true, it's terrible, but who's to say it's true? He's waiting for the facts to come out. Julie Walker, New York.
And the latest on the aftermath of Hurricane Florence, officials in the U.S. states of North and South Carolina warning residents the danger from flooding is not over. A week ago, the storm killed at least 43 people in the Carolinas and neighboring Virginia. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
Some people are able to return home as the floodwaters fall and the evacuation orders lift, but others can't return home yet, either because there's not a safe way to get there or there's no home to go back to at all.
President Trump has declared parts of the Carolinas disaster areas. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.